Japan Top 10.
Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon Club or tune in to K-Top 10 to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club and ktop10.mymti.org.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. That's haley@jtop10.jp.
If you thought of ever applying to joining the biggest and the best Japanese music podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for details on positions available. We now provide monetary rewards for members who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performances. You want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details on the website to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Hey everyone, this is your JTOP 10 host, Anna, and welcome to a second part of the culture special concerning COVID-19. So if you missed the first part, make sure to listen to that one before or after listening to this one. Again, this is a cultures episode, so in comparison to our regular episodes, this is going to have a lot more talking compared to music. We do have a few songs to play, but again, more talking. To make this episode even more special, this is a collaboration episode with our sister podcast, K-Top 10, and their hosts, Sunny and Sophie.
Hi guys, welcome. This is Sophie, your K-Top 10 host. I hope you're staying safe and healthy because nowadays, during this pandemic, safety comes first.
Hey guys, this is your K-Top 10 host, Sunny, and I also hope that you guys are having a safe moment, and we all wish that the coronavirus would go away as soon as possible.
This is the second part of a special episode on COVID-19, so let's start with where we are in terms of the stats of the virus. As of May 17, 2020, from World Health Organization, we have more than 4.5 million confirmed cases and more than 300,000 deaths.
Just a disclaimer that the information that we are sharing on this podcast is based on our internet research and news that we've heard from our respective countries. Speaking of which, in this episode, we will discuss the perspectives from Canada and South Korea, as that's where the three of us are from. Well, not exactly, but we'll get to that in a moment. Stay tuned for our contest for Guess That Japan Top 10 Tune. We'll play the music clips later in the episode, so keep a pen and paper nearby to write down your guesses. To start off the episode, we'll start with the song, COVID-19 prevention song, We Can.
Wash your hands, lots of soap, 30 seconds in running water.
When you come for your mouth,
touch, rub your face with your hands. Please be careful.
Don't forget, it's for you and for us. Wear a mask.
Keep your space from each other. Don't go out and stay home. And we all come out strong. So take care until we meet. I can do it, you can do it, we can do it, yes we can. Wash your hands with lots of soap, 30 seconds in running water.
When you come, cover your mouth and your nose with your sleeve.
Do not touch all of your face, reach your hands.
Don't forget, it's for you and for us. Wear a mask.
keep your space from each other. Don't go out and stay home. We will all come on strong. So take care until we meet. I can do it, you can do it.
For the first song of the episode, we'll do the COVID prevention song, We Can, which is going to be a huge collaboration of artists that do a cover of Baby Shark. The artists in this song are Dal Subin, Fanatics, Yoon Tae Kyung, Serple, Meist, Infact, Bike Chen, Black Six, Kevin Jacob of the Boys, Lee Dai Won, Girl Kind, Ji Jin Seok, Poetic Narrator, Girls in the Park, 2, Kanto, Giddle, Astro, Moon Jong Up, Gravity, Alexa, and Hong Yoon Ki. As you can tell that this song is about taking precautions during the COVID pandemic, such as washing your hands and not touching your face. And it's really great that they took the cover of Baby Shark because it's super catchy and super easy to remember. I also was not expecting it to be in English because of all those artists, but it's a great song. I think it's really catchy.
So if you're wondering where we are as we are recording this, we're in Canada. And let us tell you a little bit about how it has impacted Canada. So here's a recap of the timeline in Canada. On January 25th, the first presumptive case in Ontario and Canada was from a man from Wuhan. He called 911 and was placed in isolation at Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto and was later confirmed that he was infected. His wife becomes the second case. A few weeks later, February 12th, Ontario health officials clear the London woman of novel virus. She becomes the first case to be resolved in Ontario. A few days later, on February 26th, Ontario announces a fifth diagnosis in the province, a woman in her 60s who traveled to Iran. Her husband caught the virus from her, becoming the first case of human-to-human transmission in the province. On March 11th, there was a first death in Ontario attributed to COVID-19. As of today, Ontario and many other parts of Canada began reopening despite the country's continuous spreads. And in terms of concerts in North America, K-pop groups had to cancel their tours, including BTS's Map of Seoul tour and G-IDLE's world tour called Island.
So just another FYI, Sophie and I are based in Ontario, one of the 11 or so provinces in the country of Canada. To add on to some of those stats, with over 79,000 cases, about 50 or more have recovered from the virus itself. And in the Toronto-ish area, I've only been home for about 8 weeks, where some people have been home for 10 and possibly more weeks of staying at home. The Ontario province is in a state of emergency until the end of the month, or maybe longer, depending if they extend it. And the Canadian-US border will also be extended for another month. So there is no non-essential travel allowed between the countries until at least end of June. Sophie, how has this been impacting you?
So for me, while I'm staying at home, I moved to my parents' house temporarily. I found this is a great time to connect with my parents, really, because I used to see them once a week. We live an hour away. And with friends, I'm getting used to hanging out on Zoom.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. I just came back from going to school in the U.S. Last year. So being around my family is a little more difficult, I'd say, just because I'm used to going out every day to go to work or, you know, just I only see my family like in the morning and in the evening. And there's there's quite a few people living in my house. I live with 6 other family members and a dog, and our house is not exactly the biggest. So it's a little, it's close quarters with a lot of people. You can get kind of sickening, but at the same time, just like you said, we're connecting with family is nice. It is nice to finally be back with my family after a few years away for school.
Yeah, for sure. I must say, this is a great time to have a dog because you can spend lots of time and cuddle them and, you know, just walk them. So I wish I had a dog.
Yeah, our dog is a person, I would say, a mix of different species. She eats grass like a cow, but she does not like to be touched like an annoyed human sometimes. So I don't know. She's good sometimes. How has this impacted you working?
So the office is closed. Only essential workers can go to the office. So if you go to Toronto downtown, you'll see the streets are empty. Usually it's crowded with folks walking around during lunchtime or go to work. But if you go there right now, it'll be like a desert. So people are getting used to working at home using online platforms like Zoom, Skype. So a lot of the work normals are changing as well.
Yeah, I noticed because Toronto, or at least most of Ontario, has closed off public parks. And within the first few days of them closing it up, which wasn't too severe, they just put up a bunch of tape on parks saying, like, don't use it and stuff like that. A lot of people kind of went stir crazy not having that option to, you know, be outside and, you know, just be in the public area. And they started ripping down those park tapings. Like, even in my neighborhood where it's mostly older people, a lot of people just ripped off the tape. And I guess, like, in rebellion to the lockdown, even though it's, you know, for their health, in favor of their health. It was crazy.
Yeah, as we get longer into, you know, the lockdown, people did get pretty impatient because we're into the third month. We started on March 17th in Ontario, and it's been more than 2 months now.
Right, yeah, exactly. And, like, a lot of people, especially in Toronto, like you said, they're always out and about, you know, especially during lunchtime when they're on their breaks, or even just public transit. That's just the way it is here. So it's definitely taking a toll on people's live, like people's mental health, at least. COVID-19 is the test of this generation. I just wanted to share that I was working at the airport, the Toronto Pearson Airport, up until the end of March, where, you know, the virus started to spread mostly, you know, because a lot of people were traveling. It didn't start here. And it's funny because the first case we were aware of back in the end of January, they went through a whole process of locking down this one person. And we thought, or at least I thought, that they had it under control because of, you know, they're already taking precautions with that individual versus, you know, kind of just letting him go and not being aware of the situation. But as you know, they didn't actually start implementing PPE, personal protective equipment, or doing any testing up until like last week or something. They did not require us to do social distancing. Everybody was still working. Literally the day before our last day of work, which was March 27th, is the only day they started making workers do social distancing, and when they started putting the tape lines to say how far apart you should be. So it was a little bit of a delayed reaction from the airports in preventing the spread, at least the Toronto airport. But at least, you know, the government is helping Canada by implementing a benefit and a wage subsidy, you know, to somewhat help the economy maintain throughout this time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that there was a delayed reaction. People coming out of airports in the at the end of March, they didn't know that they had to self-quarantine if they were coming from outside.
You want to win a free $50 gift card just by knowing your Japan Top 10 music? Let's play Guess That Japan Top 10 Tune. Have a listen now to the two song clips. Want to hear it again? Let's play it again. Enter your guess at jtop10.jp/contest. Remember, only one guess per week per contestant. Our patron donors will get weekly postings of incorrect guesses as well.
For the K-Top 10 listeners, if you want to send in your song requests, be sure to do so through our website at ktop10.mymti.org.
If you want to listen to our past and special episodes, they can be found on our website at jtop10.jp and ktop10.mymti.org.
And to make sure that you don't miss out on when we upload our episodes, you can follow us on social media accounts through Facebook and Twitter. Our handles are Japan Top 10 and K Top 10 Pod. Well, I hope that you listeners enjoyed this collaboration episode. It was really fun to record with Sunny and Sophie here. If you have any comments about how this episode went, don't be afraid to email us at any of our handles. And all the information is on the website at jtop10.jp or ktop10.mymti.org. We love hearing from you listeners. And we really appreciate that you have been tuning in to our episodes during this time of hardship. Again, thanks for listening. It's your JTop 10 host, Anna.
It's Sophie.
The Sunny.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.